Joining me in KRDO's afternoon news studio, Tara Nolan, who is host of Nolan Financial Radio, heard here at KRDO News Radio, noontime on Saturdays. You can also get it by podcast. We'll tell you how to do that. Tara, welcome to afternoon news.
Ted, I'm so glad to be here. It's been nice to reconnect with you. We're both so busy. It's getting our schedules to line up.
We need this fixed more often, don't we?
We do. We love what we do.
Wait, one of the things that you talk a lot about on your radio program is the emotions of money. And you and your husband, Chris, are partners in the business. He's your numbers guy. And you're kind of, maybe it's a little crass to say it this way, but you kind of do the hand-holding with your clients.
Well, you know, I do the numbers, but what was interesting as I got into this business is I thought it would just be about the numbers and creating the plan. And what I realized quickly is, especially when you're dealing with couples, you have to get agreement. And it's so funny when you sit down with a couple and say, well, what does retirement look like for you? Invariably, there's one person in the relationship that wants everything stuffed under the mattress where they know where it is. And one person wants everything and the most aggressive investment you can have. And so you have to, before you can get to creating a plan and doing anything, you have to find some middle ground and figure out how you're going to make that work. So it's almost like a little bit of counseling.
Opposites attract. And what you've just described is a very big difference in risk tolerance.
Exactly. And it's challenging because neither person is wrong. But then, you know, there's so many factors that play into it. And, you know, a high risk can be great when you're younger and you're working and you don't have kids. But isn't it interesting how life shifts when all of a sudden there's people depending on you?
Big time.
And so we have to talk through all those kinds of things. And just by the nature of it, to help people, you have to talk to them.
And Tara, once again, thank you for joining me here on KRDO's Afternoon News. We're here because we're living through some very tumultuous times right now. A lot of fear and over the coronavirus specifically, and it is affecting so many aspects of our lives that you're dealing with it among your client base and in the financial world. There's a huge ripple effect happening.
Ted, there absolutely is. You know, coming into this time period, we thought that the elections were going to be the biggest thing we would have to deal with the markets. But this coronavirus, the world is so connected now. And what happens in China affects manufacturing and what you can get at Walmart. And then that affects airline travel. I actually had a dive trip planned to the Philippines that we had to cancel because it's just you want to make good risk-based decisions and thinking about what you're going to do and how that's going to happen. So We know the market's going to go up and down. That happens. It always will happen. We just don't know when or what's going to cause it. And this virus, because it impacts every facet of life, it doesn't matter whether you're worried about getting the virus, whether it impacts the travel or how you've invested. It's driving the market down. And so we really have to have those conversations about, so now what? Because it's here. So we have to make some decisions in our lives. And that's what Chris and I spend a lot of time with our clients. So one of the first things we did with our clients is we already have a plan. We've discussed it. But right away, we've reached out to everybody and said, okay, hey, here's what's happening. Here's what's going on. Give us a call so we can go individually over your plan. Because you have to remind people, you talk about what you're going to do in an abstract form. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as long as the markets is chugging along and people are making money, everyone's happy. But when you start losing money, that's when all of a sudden everybody gets laser focused and says, what's happening? What do we do? And then you have to have that conversation, say, okay, you know, remember, we're going to stay the course. Or if you say, this is when we looked at rebalancing and maybe moving some things to a more conservative place. Or, you know, there's like many different options. The key is, what is the option for you?
And it really can depend on your age. And I think you gave a great example in an interview we did not too long ago. A 30-year-old is going to be one plan. They can ride this out. A 70-year-old probably can't. So you're going to give that person some different advice. But the advice that you offer most strongly is, don't let your emotions get the better of you. Don't be carried away by fear here. Don't make a fear-based decision.
Exactly, because it's so tempting. And what I would say is, use that fear. Because this is one of those things, managing money is the thing at your to-do list that always falls off to, I'll take care of that tomorrow. So use this fear that you're having right now as an opportunity to go, let me move that to the top of my list. Let me reach out to my trusted advisor. Let me ask some good questions and say, what should I do? Because doing nothing is also a choice. So doing nothing is doing something. Use this fear to your advantage and say, well, let me make this a priority. I know I should have done it, but I'm going to do it right now. And take a look and see where you are in your plan. Are you a young family and you have people depending on you and you need to really be concerned, or, you know, are you spending that nest egg and then you're not going to be working anymore? So you have to look at all those different facets. Bottom line, go talk to your trusted team. I think it's really important to have that trusted team. You know, for myself, I always have my CPAs mm-hmm. and my estate planners, and I always have a coach and mentor in my life. You should have that in your life too.
Absolutely. Tara, if people have questions, may they reach out to you?
Definitely. So Chris and I love when we get people in this space where they're ready to take action, because that's when you can start to create that plan for success. They can call us at 719-210-4242 and also visit our website, www.taraenolan.com. You can go check us out, see what kinds of things we do, and there's a contact us.
Absolutely. And Nolan Financial Radio airs noon on Saturdays, featuring you, Tara, and giving some wonderful advice, as you have done for years here on KRDO. We thank you for all you do.
Thanks, Ted.